I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. We become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think tonight's program is going to have a ton of information coming your way. I highly suggest you grab a paper and pencil because, unless you're a stenographer, you're not going to be able to keep up with the pace on tonight's program. And another good suggestion might be that you check out the archive to this program. It's a free service. Go to my website, etyoga.com, and on the main page, you just hit the button called Radio Archives, and you can listen to the show at your own pace, because it's going to be a real up-tempo program tonight. We will be focusing a little bit later on in the program about some key information concerning ascension and event timelines, and we'll also be talking about some amazing cutting-edge discoveries in the area of plant research. But before we get into all of that, I would like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. Kind of sets the tone for the rest of the program. And this will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om.
Oh.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, and the clip from back in the 1970s. He was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institute. His programs are still operating to this day, although he passed on in 2002. And although he has many books out there on the market, my favorite would be To Know Yourself. I'd like to take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, and I know we've got a lot of new listeners out there this evening, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with trying to become more self-empowered. You're also for taking responsibility for creating excellent health and also for dealing with issues as they arise. And although I do take my hat off to those involved with taking care of emergency situations in the medical field, for the rest of the program that they offer, personally, I have no use for. I'd also like to take this time to give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience. And in that endeavor, on tonight's program, I'm going to take a hint from some listeners of ET Yoga who have written in and asked me to kind of give some glossary terms for interpreting what they hear on ET Yoga. And also a little bit of ABCs on the extraterrestrial groups that are mentioned. I should also point out that I really appreciate this audience of ET Yoga just for being you, because you're already making the optimum difference in this world just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And certainly, this is my passion. The whole idea of self-search or working towards self-realization. And that's what ET Yoga is all about. And the yoga part of ET Yoga means union. Union of you and your higher self. And the whole idea of ET Yoga came about because of the great information that has been accumulated over the centuries from the great yoga masters. Many of them achieved self-realization long before there was any knowledge, at least common knowledge, about extraterrestrial presence on this planet. And over the course of the last 50 years or so, way back with the Seth material by Jane Roberts and Barbara Marciniak coming out with the Bringers of the Dawn. And by the way, I highly recommend our new listeners to, if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, to me it's kind of the classic ET text on getting your feet wet with extraterrestrial information. It's also free online. You'll have to do some homework to search that out. And in the yogic realm, I would consider Autobiography of a Yogi to be the classic yoga book, you know, to get your hands on. But the whole idea here is that much of the ET information is very self-empowering and ties right into the whole process of self-realization. And specifically in areas around self-empowerment, day-to-day dealing with emotional issues and circumstances as they arise, as well as the whole idea of reality creation. And I'd say the general theme of the valid ET information coming to us is in the area of thought creates or belief creates. And to this endeavor, much of the information on this program is consistent with the whole idea that we are creators of our outer reality, that it's our thoughts, our beliefs, our definitions, and emotions that create a perfect reflection in the outer world. And with respect to the extraterrestrial groups, if you look at the, you go to BBS Radio and you hit on station one, and you go to the schedule and you find ET Yoga on Saturday night, and you hit ET Yoga, you come up with a description for this program. And that description will give you kind of a rough idea of what ET Yoga is all about. You scroll down a little farther and you'll come in across some of the archive information for the program, like dates and, that you can listen to the programs for free. It's another way you can listen to the archives. And if you keep scrolling down, you come to a book, one of my latest books. It's called ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality. You scroll down below that, I think you probably come down with some description about me. And in that description, I talk about some primary extraterrestrial groups, which would be the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Sirians, and because Bashar came from the Esasani, the Esasani. So the majority of information of an extraterrestrial nature comes from those particular groups. Now, the reason I don't go into, you know, trying to prove to my listening audience that extraterrestrials exist or that, or get into too much detailed information about these extraterrestrials is because it's in my mind, it's just not relevant. What's relevant is the information. Regardless of what ET groups it's coming from, the point here is the information beneficial? Does it resonate with you? Is this something that you can use in your life to enhance your spiritual journey? And so it's all about the information. It's not about proving. Even if you don't believe in extraterrestrials, you can still benefit from hearing the information. Now, I guess if you were to kind of characterize some of the more what I would call regressive groups would be the Alpha Draconians and the Anunnaki and the Greys that have been very paramount in keeping humanity pretty much in a prison planet for a long, long time. So not that everyone from all those groups is necessarily a negative energy, because that you can't label a whole society or a group or in that fashion. But as a general rule, they would be considered more of the regressives. There's been a polarity in this universe since way back millions and millions of years ago, and especially between the human-like and the Alpha Draconian. So I'm also going to, at this point, lay out some kind of some glossary terms, and that would probably help in terms of catching up our new listeners with the rest of the ET audience, ET Yoga audience that I know a lot of people have been around for over a decade, and much appreciate you being there. So one of the terms I'm going to utilize here is called anxiety. And what's anxiety? As defined on this show, it's the energy of excitement, but filtered through a belief in something undesirable or unpreferred. What is doubt? Doubt is not a lack of trust. It is a total trust in an undesirable or unpreferred reality. You do not need to develop trust, since you're always 100% totally trusting in something. You need only to focus your trust on a preferred reality rather than on an unpreferred one. Excitement. Excitement is the energy that occurs when one is in resonance with their own higher self. This is a signal from your higher self, which always honors your free will, to encourage you to act or be in more of a particular direction. Excitement, therefore, can be used as a compass heading to move and act in the direction that your higher self hopes you will move for your highest joy. If you follow your excitement consistently, you will end up fulfilling your life's purpose. Failure. Failure is giving up on your intention. As long as you do not give up your intention, failure does not occur. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is not an action. It is a cessation or stopping of the continuous action of continuously blaming someone for something. Since blaming requires energy and forgiveness is the stopping of this action of blaming, it actually is easier to forgive than to continually be blaming someone. So be lazy and forgive. And by the way, blaming is one of those key words that reflects victimhood consciousness. Blame, complaint, and justification of circumstances are key signs that immediately put you in a victimhood state. What is hope? Hope implies doubt. It suggests you are holding a belief that there is a significant possibility of not achieving your desired result. Integrity. Integrity is the automatic result of sensing and knowing that you are part of the whole universe. Since the universe is holographic, each part contains the whole. Everything and everyone is really you. When one realizes this, then automatically one trusts others with the respect and consideration that they themselves would want to receive. Negative, that which separates or polarizes, as opposed to positive, which unifies and integrates. Positive, that which unifies and integrates and creates oneness, as opposed to negative, which creates separation. Trust. Trust is the same as what you believe. You are always totally trusting in something, therefore, there's never a lack of trust. So the only relevant issue here is, where are you placing your trust? Try. Try implies you're keeping the back door open for failure. The word try presumes you are believing there is a large possibility of not achieving your goal. Trying to do something is totally different than doing that something. Also reminds me of when I was founded the Kick Butt non-smoking program in British Columbia, Canada, that one of the first things I would always notice from the new people is that if they said they were going to try to quit smoking, I always knew that it was going to be a hard struggle. And I'd like to kind of give you some bullet points on some concepts that have been covered over the ET Yoga program in the last, over a period of time anyway. That the holographic universe we live in has its basis in consciousness, and the language of interpretation is belief. This universe flashes in and out of existence, and thought exists in the space between. Your beliefs are like a contract with reality. The only way you can have a 3D experience is to be a frequency match for it. Outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. The only thing that ultimately will satisfy the mind is to know itself. Karma has been linked to the idea of punishment, retribution, and vengeance, but actually it is a method of balancing your energies. Change your present beliefs and your life changes not only in the present, but in the past and future in kind. You create your own reality from what you choose to believe about yourself and the world around you. Consciousness is not in the brain, but in the auric field around you. Thoughts must pass through the program parameters of belief after reception at the pineal gland. Resistance is holding any thoughts which vibrate at a different frequency than you desire. The moon's a very powerful electromagnetic computer. The energy from the moon has been beaming electromagnetic frequencies onto the earth frequencies. And it's actually been used to maintain our two-stranded DNA. And obviously where we would like to function is with 12 chakra system activated and 12 strands of DNA. The root cause of disease is in dysfunctional emotion. The belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the wisest beliefs to embrace. Each of the solfeggio frequencies correspond not only to a note on the tonal scale, but but also a Hertz frequency number and to a specific color and to a particular chakra of the body. Essential oils, well, clinical research shows that essential oils actually have one of the highest frequencies of any natural substance known to man, and that these oils can create an environment in which bacteria, virus, fungus, etc. cannot survive. When essential oils are applied topically anywhere on the skin, they will travel throughout the body, affecting every cell in the body, including the hairs, within seconds. Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement, is a download from higher consciousness, and the chants are exactly, precisely, what will tap into the idea of letting go of the past, sorrow, grief, regret, and the forgiving of yourself. And our crystals raise your frequency. When you share space with a crystal which has a resilient, free vibration, your energy will entrain with that of the crystal. Physical reality is not itself real, except the experience of it is. Physical reality and everything you experience in your life is created, whether you know it or not, whether you are conscious of it or not. So what you imagine your reality to be, and your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, definitions, and emotions create the outer reality. All beliefs that cause negative emotions are erroneous. All erroneous beliefs are based in fear, therefore all negative emotions are based in fear. You become whatever you focus your attention on. To assign any meaning to anything, either a positive meaning or a negative meaning, it is to invite that into your life. Don't go against the negative, but rather create a new positive. You don't get peace by hating war, you get peace by loving peace. Believing in your ability to change beliefs is the key that unlocks you and allows you to create the reality you prefer. Gratitude creates heart-brain resonance. Feel the feeling of a prayer that has already been accomplished. The feeling is the prayer. Deservability is at the foundation of spiritual progress, because without it, all the techniques in the world will not will only have minimal effect. Thinking I am only the body and personality is a severe limitation upon one's being and the chief cause of suffering in this world. But each has the potential to install themselves into and discover their inherent freedom and escape this delusion. Our junk DNA contains the records of past lifetimes on other planets. We select and receive specific versions of reality by our beliefs. We select and receive by our 100% trust in what we know is so. Here's the physics of how this works. Each belief gets you vibrating at a unique set of frequencies. These frequencies then attract, by sympathetic resonance, those holograms vibrating on the same frequency. The chief function of the rational mind is to put positive spin on outer circumstances. Magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. Mass beliefs create mass conjurings. The universe you find yourselves in began about 20 billion years ago as a point of light within the mind of God. This point was contained within a greater point of light, which was contained within a greater point into infinity. The neural centers in the heart is 200 times more powerful electrically than the brain, and 5,000 times more powerful than the brain magnetically. The Akashic record is a symbolic representation that the brain uses to represent the fact that every thought which has ever been thought exists. You don't have a belief, you don't prefer. And there's only two objective facts. First, the entire universe was created with unconditional love. And second, we have awareness. So I appreciate that. That's a lot of information flying at you at one time. So the suggestion here being is to listen to those ideas at your own pace. And one way you can do that is go to etyoga.com. On the main page is a button called Radio Archives. Hit that button, and you'll go to the most recent program archive, and they'll all be listed there. This program would be listed probably on Monday or Tuesday. And then you can take your time going through it. I'd like to now move on to some ideas and concepts that I talked about on the last ET Yoga program. And one of those related to the idea of the foundations of health as suggested by Bashar. And Bashar is from the Asasani channel by Daryl Anka. I actually worked with Daryl on a committee. In fact, I was the chair of the committee that worked on the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act. And according to Bashar, the basis of foundation for health is to drink pure water, to be involved with oxygenation, like hyperoxygenation, such as in yoga breathing or pranayams, to work on eliminating stress in your life, get proper exercise, to detox the body, and to eliminate meat. There's also the seventh component, which I like to throw in, which is to get sunlight, because sunlight produces vitamin D, and vitamin D is the trigger to the immune system. And there's been some controversy that some people are out there putting out that if you eat plants, it's the same as eating animals. Personally, not my point of view. This is, to my way of thinking, is totally ridiculous. When you develop a vertebrae and a nervous system, the amount of suffering that animals go through is far greater than that of plants. However, I will say that during my research with respect to the plant life, learned a few new things of recent date, that a researcher called Clive Baxter, he did some plant research over decades, and he found that plants can detect the force of human intention. So, for example, if you were kind of walking over to a plant with a lighter and going to threaten to burn it, it will have a reaction. But if you were just going to make believe you were going to light it, it would know that, and it wouldn't have a reaction. That plants also attach and attune themselves to the primary caretakers, and they react to your positive and negative emotions, and irregardless of distance. And that also plants are able to prioritize the emotions of the primary caretaker over the emotions of others. So, you know, plants are very, very, very special. And, of course, almost every ailment known to man can be cured through the plant kingdom, the beautiful kingdom. And my suggestion for people with respect to diet is this. Don't think that if you go from eating meat to going to a vegetarian and then a vegan diet that you're giving up anything. If you think you're giving up something, then you're not doing it, in my opinion, from the right perspective. The reason to go from eating meat to going to the vegetarian or vegan diet is because it's a better choice. It's a higher frequency as well. And personally, I can't, in my wildest imagination, dream that in the 5D world, after the ascension process, that we're going to be running around killing animals. Not happening. And for people that think that their requirement is for meat, then I also, if that's your belief, then your belief's equally valid. But to my way of thinking, it's not objectively true. And a lot of people use the excuse that they need the protein. Well, I suggest you listen to a Dr. Michael Clapper. He has a video out, and it's called The Effect of Animal Fats on the Human Body. Check it out on YouTube. Watch programs like that, and And then if you can just think you can justify, because it's a big myth that that's your only source of protein. There's lots of sources of protein. In fact, most Americans get too much protein. And I might also add that if you want to know what pig is, it's a cross between a human and a wild boar. Kind of also smacks a little bit of cannibalism. Anyway, and I also wanted to pass on some information, I guess, related to the Mandela effect, because I really think that if you've had a Mandela effect, then you understand about the concept. And I appreciate that it's a very complex subject, because if you're from this timeline, then there's really nothing that you would notice as unusual. If you're from the old timeline, you're going to notice that a lot of things are different than they used to be in the old timeline. And many people are in the state of confusion or fear concerning the fact that they're becoming aware of this effect. And to me, it's something to really feel excited and good about, because I see it as part of the ascension process. What's actually happened is there has been an amalgamation or emerging of two parallel timelines. And the one that is dominant is the one that is the current version of things if you look them up. Like if you look at a globe, you'll see the position of South America, you'll see the position of New Zealand as being south from Australia. You're going to notice the position of the Earth, it being more towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and not on the outskirts, as Carl Sagan in the old timeline points out. You can find all these residual informations. You can find the old maps. You can find the astronomers, the scientists talking about the position of the Earth. And you can find many residual things, including the old skeleton and parts of the body, which we have, if you've merged from the old timeline, you're going to have a huge upgrade in your physical body, which is going to put your heart more in the center. It's going to be more aligned with your crown center. It's an upgrade in many ways that will allow you to have a higher frequency, which will be required to move from third dimension into the fifth dimension. And many of the listeners, no doubt, of ET Yoga are going to be ascending into the fifth dimension. And when they do that, they're going to be taking their physical body with them, because it's going to be raised in frequency. So to my way of thinking, the whole Mandela effect just comes down to the people that are from this timeline need to have compassion for those that remember a reality that's much, much different than the one that they're currently experiencing. And for a lot of people, it's creating some real difficulties. One of the listeners of ET Yoga wrote this, and I really think this is kind of hits the nail a bit on the head. Said, "We're most definitely not misremembering, nor are we suffering a confabulation of the brain or a symptom of any other brain disorders associated with false memories. We're simply remembering a former reality which we all belong to and which we have been displaced from, whether through quantum experiments or from an attribute of nature itself acting on a quantum level. We find ourselves as a minority group living upon a world with a number of many new and bewildering discrepancies at odds with what we knew and truly remember. A parallel world that is not our home, yet so similar, we have no alternative but to continue with our daily lives and routine as we have always done, yet left with many questions." And I think that would sum up the position from many people's perspectives. And if you go to Adronis, A-D-R-O-N-I-S, I think he's got one of the best explanations of the Mandela effect, just hit Adronis Mandela effect, and he'll explain to you about the merging of the world. He calls it an amalgamation effect, similar in meaning to the merging of the two timelines. actually equal in meaning. And to my way of thinking, it's a very positive thing that's happened. And if you were to ask my opinion, you know, does CERN or some other group have some impact on some of these things that we're seeing, which you could almost label as glitches in the simulation, let's say, then yes, I would say that's also a possibility. Not that it's the main thing, but, you know, clearly we're living in a simulation. And in my opinion, the simulation was created by AI. It's a computer program. And no doubt there have been people hacking into the mainframe. There's been all kinds of time travel experiments going on. There's been all kinds of D-Wave computers used with superposition. I don't know all the answers to all this because I've never experienced it before. I know some of the effects from the old timeline and the new timeline are going back and forth. I do know that there are certain things that just make no sense whatsoever. Like to me, I've seen some changes in the biblical scriptures where used to be called wineskins in the old timeline. Now it's called bottles. Well, to my way of thinking, they didn't even have bottles at the time the Bible was written. And then we find changes like the lamb laid down with the wolf in the new timeline. That makes no sense to me. It was always, you know, the lamb and the lion laid down together. So there are certain things that are just, to me, ridiculous and inexplicable. Maybe those have to do with some of the residual effects of manipulating some people manipulating with things that they don't know that much about. But in the overall scheme of things, irrelevant. There's going to be an ascension process. And with respect to event timeline there, I could point to a number of people that you could look to. And that would be some of the information, of course, by Adronis, A-D-R-O-N-I-S. Same with the Mandela effect. He also has a channeling there of Syrians about the event. Corey Good, G-O-O-D-E, also has some good information. Cobra, C-O-B-R-A. Also, Abraham. And I also like some information out there by Allison Coe, C-O-E. It seems like all their information is pretty similar in terms of what they see as events, that there will be some sort of a solar flash. And the effects of that solar flash will be to, it'll give us an upgrade in consciousness, and each person, no doubt, on the planet will have their own different experience of that event. And it may be that any time between that event and about 12 to 18 months after will be people's opportunity to be part of the splitting timelines and the ascension timeline to 5D. It's like a window of opportunity. And here's how I kind of equate that window of opportunity. If you look at the rate that technology is advancing at the moment, I mean, what I guess 20 years ago or 30 years ago was Apple computers and playing ping pong on a screen. Now you've got, you know, the 3D animations and more lifelike games. Well, at the rate that these games are progressing, it's pretty clear that it won't be too far in the future before the games will be indistinguishable from reality. And also along those lines, society, as we can see, is becoming more and more and more dependent upon technology. And as the Pleiadians would say, this is the whole agenda of artificial intelligence. It gets you more and more dependent on technology to the point where you can't do anything without it. In fact, you'll even be forced to you know, become chipped or become interfaced with the technology. And before that happens, I think this is what this window of opportunity is going to be all about. because the solar flash will take out AI and will also take out electromagnetics. So when that happens, then there's going to be an it's almost like the prison gates were shut off, and this is the opportunity for the ascension. And as Bashar would note, it's almost like he gives the analogy of two trains at a station, and they're taking off in different directions. And at first, you can kind of walk from one train to the other. It's going so slow. And then eventually, you'd have to jog, and then eventually, you'd have to run. And at some point, these two timelines are going to be so far apart that you're going to be on one train or the other. So you're either going down the technological road, which I call down the sewer, or you're going to be involved with the ascension process. And, of course, for many people, you know, they're just not interested in the ascension, or they're not interested in self-realization either. They don't know the concept, or it's like... I appreciate that everybody's in a different position, so everybody has different goals and ambitions in life, and it's not really to judge one as being better or worse. At whatever point in your spiritual progress you are, you're attuned to certain aspects, concepts, goals, frequencies, and to my way of thinking, I would like to take the high road. And some of these, I think it's really interesting that Abraham has talked about an event sequence where even 12 to 18 months after the event, he states that there would be a 3 days of darkness, and on the third day would be the split of the timeline. So that is pretty interesting. If you're not familiar with Abraham, Esther and Jerry Hicks have channeled Abraham for a long, long time. Much of the Abraham material does coincide with a lot of the Bashar material. And lots of good information, I think, coming from those sources. I'd like to also mention some really interesting stuff about the Great American Rat Experiment, which I actually forgot to mention with respect to the research on the plants, and I really think this one is a real motivator for a lot of people. And that is that they did this experiment, and group one of rats is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning at birth, and the group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. And group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet, meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. And this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults, and they suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. And a third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts. They turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens within 1 month. And I think that pretty much could be a motivator for somebody to maybe think about that one. And I've also many times mentioned that the lifestyle of the Amish, where they're not involved with electricity. They do use backup generators and solar power, et cetera. However, they are also bring in their own, grow most of their own food. They don't take vaccines. This group has, like, way off the chart low rates of cancer and heart disease. And from last I heard, there were like 60,000 Amish children. I think only like three had autism, and I think they were all vaccinated. So what does that tell you about that story? I'd like to now kind of mention a little bit about this concept of the flashing universe. And this information comes from a channeling from Metatron, that lifetimes, in your terms, are not linear. Rather, they coexist in the quantum field of the eternal now moment. And the universe, as you know it, flashes in and out in a pulsing sequence of light energy frames that consist of what we call consciousness units. The process of God's source seeding the matrix of awareness through pixels of minute particulates involves what we term flashing units of consciousness, electromagnetic units that can and do pulse in and out of all realities in a strobe light fashion. These flashing energy units are geometric in nature and occur within a relatively short lifespan. Your scientists postulate that black holes are imploded supernovas of extremely compressed energy whose gravitational field is so immense that it pulls into itself all matter and light. Yet they do not as yet recognize that at the back of the black hole, in a manner of speaking, is a white hole that generates new vitalized energy into the universe. As such, there is a constant surge of new energy into your universe, which comes through a nearby infinitesimal number of white holes. And the sequencing of energy in and energy out creates a flashing effect within the consciousness and time sequence of your reality, and your oversoul is calibrated within the flashing sequence. Imagine then that the root unit of your beingness, in your terms, your oversoul, is at the center of a wheel. The hub is a flashing receiving of consequences of light and emits an infinite number of pulsing light threads or fiber optic spokes. And at the end of each spoke is one of your soul aspects or incarnational sojourn. The reincarnation aspects represented by the spokes of the wheel receive units of consciousness, light, and conscious units that are flashed outwardly at an amazingly rapid stroke and strobe. These seem to be sequenced and linear, but in fact, there is a great timeless void in between each pulse. Now, as each spoke or lifetime aspect becomes more resonant, more capable of holding the energy of energy pulses, it consciously expands back into the center, a process I call consciousness completion, and becomes aware of the unity of the multi-aspects of the hub and all the other spokes, and in so doing, evolves back into the center, becoming part of the center, therefore achieving the ability to be fully conscious of the now. One can literally go backwards and forwards in time and can be in all places and in all times simultaneously. Simply stated, you co-create your own reality. Your existence on the planet of duality upon the third dimensional planes of Earth are somewhat limited in perceptual lenses, somewhat filtered by design. An analogy of the human brain function can be seen as akin to a dual radio receptor. One aspect, the ego personality, can be considered to be the band of the AM radio, and the subconscious or God mind aspect as tuned into the broader FM width. The personality ego perceives and focuses into reality a single event from all the possible ones. Unlike the ego experiences the event, it is only one of the probable ones that it and becomes actual in your reality only when the physical aspect of self experiences it. The greater self can and does experience reality in an entirely different fashion than the ego personality brain does, and from that perspective, from that integral higher stance, is fully aware of all other dimensions, probabilities, and potential events, time-sequenced realities, than the one experienced by the frontal brain aspect of the personality, physical base, or ego self. Both perceptions are equally valid, but one is in tune to only one station and with reason, and that reason is what is termed focal life lesson, and indeed is part of your growth process, but one in which you are designed and to grow beyond. In truth, you are like Dorothy in the metaphoric tale of the Wizard of Oz. Dreaming to access the infinity of the higher mind comes only after learning to willfully create with the ego mind. Indeed, when you do, and you already have in a real sense, you will realize that you had the power all the time. You simply needed to click the shoes together, as did Dorothy of Kansas in her path of exploring the wonders of Oz along the yellow brick road. Using only the limited physical senses, you can never perceive these other systems, yet probable events and parallels are substantive, bona fide experiences, even if you do not perceive them to be within your physical antenna. In these other systems of reality, as you pass through them, your other selves, not as an identical, there are other selves, but not identical self, but different aspects or parts of your oversoul developing abilities in different ways than you are in physical reality, and emphatically contributing to your soul expansion and consciousness. And this is from Metatron, and he says, we will tell you that aspects of the golden age of Atlantis is in fact from your future, in your terms, a future that in this time frame has been seemingly pulled into your past. And when you learn to tap into the flashing pulse of creation units, you will be able to travel consciously within and without the width and breadth of space and time and all its parallels. These are tools available to you to assist in this. There are tools available to you to assist in this process. Indeed, crystalline forms are more capable of holding the pure sequence and energy of consciousness units, and indeed help in the merging of the front mind into the wider realm and frequential sequencing of the God mind harmonic. And I'd like now to sincerely wish my listening audience my best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I'll share with you now the Who Am I technique, which came across in British Columbia, an article written by Baba Ram Dass, and it was after his travels to India. And subsequently, I started utilizing this technique, which I found out was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A, that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. And basically, the whole idea here is to get in the highest place that you know how to get to, and then place your entire focus and attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, then you ask the question, who am I? And you can ask it once or several times. Get a feeling for what kind of energies that you attract when you say that. And with your full attention focused totally on that spot and becoming that spot, you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part. It is time to become a part.